everyone. Welcome to Cosmic Insight. Rebecca Gregory here. Hillis will not be joining us this evening as he has been affected by the hurricane and still does not have internet. So he will be hopefully back next week. So here I am. I am back now after my adventures over the pond to England. I'm going to talk about tonight. But first of all, before we get started, I want to welcome everyone for joining us. And I'm going to get settled in here. And I just like everybody right now, actually, to put their hand on their heart in this moment with everything that's going on in the world right now. Just put your hand on your heart. And just like everybody, take a deep breath in this moment. And settle into that heart space. Settle into that love in your heart. Settle into that space that we need to live from. And as you settle into that space, send out love to everyone right now that may be struggling, that may have been affected by the hurricane and is at a loss, that may be in conflict with themselves, that may be in grief. That war, there's so much going on right now in the world right now that we really need to take time and stop, connect to our heart and send out love to help shift this world from a place of fear to love. Because that's what's going on right now. We're in the middle of a huge transformation. So one more deep breath in. Just feel it in your body and allow that love to be sent out to wherever it needs to go, to whoever it needs to go to, and allow somebody to be touched by this love that we're sending out. So I thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight. I tell you, I started this show a little bit. I was a little bit nervous. Like, gosh, I haven't been the show in a couple of weeks. So I thought I'd talk tonight, since I am by myself, about my grand adventure over the pond to England and Wales. And I, first of all, want to thank two wonderful, delightful people that took me in and showed me England from their heart. And it was just such an honor to be with them. And I, you know, I'm going to cry now, because the gift they gave me is something that I have been searching for my whole life. In that, and I know we all might have families that, you know, we come in our, in this world with, that we are our biggest teachers. And that was my family. And I love my family for who they are. However, I never really understood the definition or the meaning of true family. And my trip to England with Patty and Susie, and thank you so much, the both of you, showed me that and allowed me to see that for the first time. And it was such a beautiful gift that just allowed me to expand my heart even further. So I want to thank the both of them for everything they did for me, for taking me under their belt and just allow me to be part of their family. And just maybe one day we'll get them on all the miraculous things that happened while we were together, and just watching them blossom was just so amazing to see, and all the fun adventures we had and all the magic that happened. And so I want to start with saying, first of all, before I get into my trip, I do want to say that if you check on the description below, Hillis was affected by the hurricane and did set up a GoFundMe. So it's in the description of tonight's show. If you'd like to send him something to GoFundMe, helping out with his disaster relief that he is going through right now with being out of work and everything with the hurricane and everything that has happened. So if you'd like to contribute to Hillis and his struggles he's having right now going through this hurricane and all that, they'd be greatly appreciated. So I wanted to send that out to support him. And and you know, anyone else I, you know, send out to support if you can, that is, you know, because I know a lot of people going through a whole hard time with that right now. But getting into my trip, there's so much happened. I don't even know where to begin. But you know, what I want to step into with this trip was just such a growth for me. And I want to welcome everyone that is joining me here this evening as well. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you for watching the show, and so much love out to you all. And getting to my trip. So, you know, talking about, you know, we're in a time right now where we all need to step up, and the universe is asking us right now to step up and to step into who we truly are. And how do you do that? You know, a lot of people are like, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how I'm supposed to do it. Well, you know, it's all about stepping in your heart. And I think we have this misconception that in order to help heal, in order to help be in our purpose, that we have to be doing something. And I'm here to tell you that sitting in meditation, there are people out there that are doers, but there are also those people that are beers. And those are the people that are behind the scenes that are making such an impact on society today and the shift in consciousness that they aren't aware at the impact they're making. Just like this evening, when we put our hand on our heart to open up that love, that was a shift in consciousness because that expanded out with the connecting vines that travel with the web weavers that we all are to shift the consciousness, to be in the consciousness that we require to be in, to open up that space of love, which is so lost and so misconstrued right now because we get lost in connecting to our divine, to the essence of who we are, because we're always in the mindset you have to be doing in order to show that you've done something. And I want everybody just to take a deep breath in and know that being in the beingness of who you are is one of the most amazing, magnificent, purposeful things that you can do. Because being in that space is that you are aligned to your truth, you are aligned to your heart, and you are aligned to what you need to be aligned to in order to move forward. And that is the key. How do you align yourself to you? And how do you make that spark within you open so you can stay aligned in letting all the chaos that's happening in the world right now just filter around you? I talk about this all the time. How do you stay in the clarity with the chaos going around? And everybody's like, how do you do that, Becky? It takes practice. And it's just all about disconnecting from all the energies that might pull you in and keep you locked in the fear. And that's what it's all about right now. Because when you're in the spark of who you are and you flow in with who you are, the divine in you walks among you, among this earth. The divine in you is the spark that walks and shows and holds and opens to receive the love and not the fear. And that's what we all got to, and we're being pushed right now. I don't know if you're noticed right now, the energies are really just like, it's just an ebb and flow of all kinds of crazy energies. But the magic is coming out, and it's just, you know, talk about the hurricane that just happened. We are living in a hurricane right now of everything opening up and expanding out in a whole nother way. And as that is happening, we must do that as well. So, you know, cosmic explorers, challenge yourself, look at yourself, say, who do I want to be and how do I want to show up now? And that's what it's all about. And to move down that path. But don't look at the grand doors. Well, I have to be writing a book or I have to be doing this. No, it could be just sitting outside in nature and opening your heart up and showing love. So I want everybody to know that it's really time to start to step into who we truly are now and take the time to explore you. Take the time to see who in your world and what in your world is not working for you. And know that it is time to detach from that in order to be in the alignment of the love, the light, the joy, and the divine you truly are, because that is what is being asked of us right now. Because we are at a pivotal point in history. We are in a pivotal point of humanity right now. Our future right now in this point in time with everything that's happened is up to us. It is up to us to decide. It is up to us to choose. So what do you choose? What do you want to move into? Because everything is about to crumble as the news coming in. We are spreading and opening like a rose right now. And we're a budding, but everything has to come down before everything can sprout open. So what I'm not to put in fear, don't live in fear around what's going on around you, but be aware. However, stand in your truth and follow your heart, because the rest of it, you won't even see it. It'll just be happening around you, but you're not part of it. And that's the key right now. And starting to find what gives you joy And speaking of joy, now I'm back to my trip. I kind of got on a sidetrack there. You know, I spent 3 weeks in peace, people, and learning and growing and expanding. And it was just absolutely amazing. I gave myself the biggest gift of going overseas, away from everyone, and just diving into me and allowing myself to explore just a different phase. And it was so interesting for me, because my history of my ancestors, you know, I was doing some ancestor stuff as well, is from, you know, Welsh, England, Ireland, that whole area. So it was very interesting why I was over there, because I learned most of my stuff is British, like the way I eat, the things I like. So it's everything. And it was really, really interesting to understand, even mannerisms and things I think. And it's so funny how I was just connecting so much of my past. Now, speaking of past, the Magical Mystery Tour did have a really interesting thing that happened. So speaking of the past and past life and moving and how we kind of ravel around everything that's happened in our world, and how we bring together and link together our histories of who we are from our past experiences, our past lives, if you believe in those, you know, our past ancestral lineage, everything is all kind of, you know, the cellular structure, the quantum entanglements, everything moves together as we move into this lifetime. So I had the experience, and I don't know, I might have shared it with you guys a while ago, of my first time I did hypnotherapy in a past life regression. Now, my past life regression was very intense, where I went back in time to a time when I was a witch. And I was, I remember I was in this little, I don't know, cage thing or whatever, tied. And it was so horrendous. I literally felt it. I was in it. I was sweating from head to toe. I threw my shoes off. I literally relived the whole experience. And it was quite intense at the time. So, but interesting enough, when I was on my trip, we were walking in a park, and I forget the name of it. It was behind where Susie and Patty live. And we're walking through the park, and all of a sudden we go to this area, and I was just like, something's happened here. And I just started getting like this intense feeling inside me. And then I started looking around, and I started to remember. And I actually was standing at the place where that experience had happened to me. Because I remembered all the trees. I remembered everything. Even though things had changed over time, but the layout was the same. The energy was changed. And I just remember in that point, just like releasing so much. And it was such a gift to be able to experience that. And then right afterwards, I think I got some pictures up here. I hope a show. And very interesting. So right after that, where's those pictures? I think I downloaded them. Sorry, just bear with me a second. You know me working things here. Right after that, though, there was this beautiful, actually, it did not show up. Oh, wait a minute, here it is. So right after that, this beautiful crow went into the tree, and I went to look at the tree. And then I want to show you the picture of like who showed up. Isn't that cool? So the fairy showed themselves right after that, which was really cool. And then right after that, which I didn't download the picture, we were taking a picture, and my ears were actually elf ears in the picture. I'll have to bring that up next time. I couldn't download it. And then in the same place, and then I'm going just to all the mystery and fun magic things we saw. And it's very interesting, because I took a picture walking down this lane, and nobody was on the path. When I took the picture, something showed up, and it is amazing what showed up. Now, in saying that, I tried to download it 3 times tonight, and it was showing, but it wouldn't come through. So it would not let me show it to you guys. So hopefully maybe I can get that fixed next week, so we can, I can show you that really cool picture, because it looked like to me some time travelers going through time. And, you know, I wanted to talk about that as well, because time is shifting right now. You know, things are coming together. The timelines are shifting. It's just like, you're going to start seeing a lot of things shift and change within your world. A lot of things open up, a lot of magic start happening more, seeing things more, and don't question it, explore it, because that's what's happening right now. We cannot be afraid of what is unfolding and unraveling, because the veil is getting thinner. Things are opening up. You know, plants are talking more. Animals are talking more. Rocks are talking more. Crystals are talking more. Like the world, the invisible world that we never, that we kind of always were taught to kind of stay with, that didn't, you know, you were crazy if you talked to the trees or the birds or whatever. They're starting to talk more and more. So allow yourself to open up to that space. Allow yourself to expand your consciousness to connect to all, because that is the key. Is connecting to everything that is, to be in the space of everything that is, to open your heart to receive the beautiful vibration of this world. And a lot of us hide from that. A lot of us won't allow that vibration to come in to be who we are, because we keep ourselves locked in that fear of, you know, following things and being it. But this is the time to let go of that fear and open up to a new space, open up to a new way of being, and really, really, really explore yourselves. It's so much fun when you can explore yourself. You know, look at it as a challenge of looking at those, maybe those things that, you know, you were in fear about, or you're afraid of, or it hurts you. You know, just remember one thing, whatever in this world happened to you in this lifetime, you've lived through it. So why continue to hold on to the pain and suffering around it instead of opening up to clear it out of your field? Clear it out of your field, and then you can move on. And then you can start to flow with life and learn, as I said, not forgiveness, because there's nothing to forgive. It's forgetness. In forgetting the act of what happened to you, because by opening up and holding that in your field, you are keeping yourself locked in your pain and suffering. And you're also giving the person that might have done something to you your power. Now, I'm not saying you don't forget what happened, because that's part of your story. That's part of your experience in this lifetime. But I'm speaking from an energetic point of view that you need to let go of the pain and suffering that you hold in your body that creates pain and suffering in your body. And the biggest thing to forget or let go of is the forgiveness of ourselves, of thyself, of opening up to that space of knowing that whatever you experienced in your life that you hold inside, that you've done, you know, the monkey mind, that ego that keeps us locked in those crazy little spirals that we keep ourselves in and telling ourselves all this stuff that, you know, you're not good enough or you can't do this. Bullshit. We can. We can. If you take the time to let go of that and reprogram that mind and reprogram that those little voices that you have given power to control over you. And to say, as I say, Ampi always said, no more, no more. And this is the time of no more, no more. We, humanity right now, is required to step up to another level. Every single person, no matter who you are, is required to step up another level. And I know we have some people, you know, we have the sleepers that are coming awake. So you have all different levels. Wherever you are on your path, your journey, if you're listening to this now or in the future, take a step back and sit in the silence of you and say, how can I step forward? How can I let go of something? How can I move to the next level of me? Even if it's only a little step, it's still assisting humanity. And that's the key. We are in control of our own destiny, of our own evolution of this planet. Every single person on this planet, every animal, every being, everything on Gaia Mother Earth. And speaking of Gaia Mother Earth, she's getting a little fed up with us. So, you know, I say too, you know, it's time to be mindful of her and give love back to her. And start to honor her, because she's starting to shake some things up. So that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But I do want to say, I put this out a little while ago and I felt like I should share it tonight. So I'm going to share it. So I like to call hope honoring our personal evolution through home. And home is healing our misdirected emotions. So where are you using the emotional part of you to misdirecting and not allowing yourself to heal? So I ask you, everyone, to ask yourself that. And in that, what happens? You can choose love over fear by embracing the fear within to open your heart to receive the love of who you are and embrace that love and shine to shift awe. So I wanted to share that again tonight because that's what we have to do right now. That's what everybody on this planet has to do right now and do whatever it takes. I send myself on journeys to look at me. And I'm telling you, this past journey has put me into a whole nother level. I've just been back 2 days. So I'm still kind of integrating everything and moving into everything. However, everything I went through on that trip was just unbelievable. What I got to experience on that trip was unbelievable. The gifts I received on that trip were unbelievable. The magic I was shown on that gift. I don't know, something about the land in England. I literally stepped off and I felt like I was home. And there's an essence to the land there. And I know a lot has happened there. And I'm talking the energy of the land is very, very magical and you can feel it. And I did my best to embrace it. And I had the opportunity to take, took a class on the sacred oils. So I'm now Murphor, which was very interesting to receive and working with different oils. So I'll be doing some stuff with that in the future. So that was an honor and a gift to be, that was in Glastonbury, to receive that and go through that experience. So it was really cool opening up that and just experiencing. And then I did a beautiful day retreat with Susie. So that was just amazing as well. and it was so beautiful to be able to release so much energy. And my throat's starting to hurt. So I see some stuff is stirring up with you guys. I'm going to take some water there. So if anybody has any questions tonight, I'm going to check the comments right now. I know I'm just kind of rambling on, but I appreciate all of you guys. And if you have any questions or anything you'd like to say or see, put them in the comments. And Patty's, where is he? Where'd you go, Patty? So Patty likes to say, we can vouch for you. Weird things happened. Yes. We had some very interesting, I can't even remember all the stuff that happened. It was just amazing. Just absolutely amazing. What is the mayor? Well, walking in this lifetime with an open heart and being humble, knowing that we don't know anything yet. We all everything. Exactly. And that's it. You know, it's being in that humble part and being in that open part of us and that open heart of us and allowing yourself to heal the heart. And that's the key. You know, the biggest challenge right now, how can you let the wall around your heart expand to love more, to love deeper, to let go of all the walls we put up about not trusting others or somebody's out to get us or this or that, you know? And I know because I've had all those walls. Everything I talk about on this show, I hope you know I've experienced, I've lived through, I've marched through. I don't talk about anything on this show unless I have experienced because it has been part of my path, my journey. And I'm so honored to be able to share everything that happens to me. It just touches my heart to have these experiences. So I can assist spreading the word to help others, you know, find their spark inside of them. And I just think of myself as a web weaver, and that's why I'm here, you know, and that's why we do this show. Hillis and I every week do this show from our hearts to help everyone out there, you know, and we are here for you. So, you know, if you have any questions, if you ever want us to bring any topics on the show, we're going to try to bring in some more people, speakers, or if you want to be on the show, give us a shout. You can see all the information in the description below, because you know this show, we create it for everyone. You know, this show is here to be in the heart, to be in the love, to be in the authenticity of who I am and who Hillis is. You know, I show up, I'm here. I show up who I am, no matter, you know, how I am in the moment or what's going on in my world. I love to share everything because that's what we need to be. We need to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. To say, yeah, I had a shitty day today and I took on all this stuff and I needed to curl in a ball. And, you know, but now I'm moving out of it, you know, because that's the key. shit's still going to happen to you. You're going to get in days where the funk's going to get to you, the energy's going to get to you, but it's learning the pattern of you and learning to walk away or learning to do what you need to do in order to keep yourself aligned in the best possible way you can, doing the best you can, not taking other people's bullshit on anymore. And I'm going to say bullshit because there's a lot of bullshit going on out there. And even in the spiritual world, there's a lot of bullshit going on. So be, I ask everyone out there to really be discerning right now with everything that's happening in this world of where you put your energies, who you put your energies with, and take the time to really navigate that. Take the time to honor yourself by feeling in to your body on how it's responding to the outside world that's around you at any given time. And sometimes you can't escape if you're like in an airport or something like that. However, it's just right then to learn to find a space where you can just kind of disconnect and maybe cut cords all the time. Keep yourself grounded. Keep yourself aligned. Keep yourself in the now. If you start to go off in the future, bring yourself into the now. It's so important right now. That I do have to say that is one of my biggest challenges I personally have, because I'm always jumping the future because I'm also a future jumper. So I'm always seeing the future. I'm always knowing what's going on ahead of time. So it is a lot for me to circle back down, bring it back in and bring in the now. It's a challenge I have every single day. However, when you do that is when you step into the joy and the love of your part and have fun. You know, when you go outside right now, have fun with it. You know, listen to fun music, you know, play with people. Seriously, have fun with people. Like, say crazy stuff that they wouldn't expect to come out of your mouth. You know, like I tell people, I'm going to say it. I'm your fairy godmother. I'm here to sparkle you with some sparkles today. I've done that to people. I'm your angel here. You know, I'll say crazy things like that to people, but it's so funny to watch the reaction because they're like, what? Oh, what? And then they get intrigued. And notice how many people now get intrigued when you act different than other people would. When you're kind. Oh my gosh, you're kind to someone. In fact, that was really funny. The other day, I did challenge myself after I got home. And I went to a powwow. And I knew I couldn't stay long energetically. And I know why I went there for some other reasons. But there was this lady. And I was talking to an Aztec dancer. And he had his little booth set up. And this lady, I walked away and I walked up and she was buying a little flute for her daughter or something. It was like $3. And I looked at her and she was like, he didn't have change. And so he didn't have change. And so I had $3. So I'm like, here. And I handed it to him. I said, here, just take I gave the $3. Oh my gosh. The woman looked at me. No, what are you doing? She got so offended that I offered to pay for the flies, like, that's just what I do, that she gave the $10 to the guy anyway without any change and walked away. So I guess that was an added gift for him. But she, it was very interesting to see how mad she got and how she could not receive somebody being kind to her. And it was really kind of sad to watch in a way. Not that I'm taking the sadness. However, it was just like, wow, there's a lot of people out there that aren't willing to open their hearts to receive kindness because they've been so sheltered. And it was almost like she felt like I was like taking something from her. I mean, the look on her face was just unbelievable. She was just total shocked that somebody would do that. It was like, it was very interesting to experience. So people are in strange places right now. I guess that's what I'm saying. You know, you have some people that are opening, some people that aren't. They're still shutting down their heart. You have background people that show up that like, you can't even explain them. And there's just a whole menagerie of things going on. Energies are shifting. Things are falling. Things are opening up. Times are changing. The land is shifting. It's a lot. It's a lot. Not even talking about the stars and astrology, which, you know, the full moon's coming. I don't really do astrology. I know about it. However, it's, you know, so keep yourself grounded. Stay in your heart. Be vulnerable. And just allow yourself to flow and have fun with life no matter what. Even if it's rocky road times, find a spark to keep the joy and don't give your power away. Don't allow others to take your power and don't give your power away to yourself. Don't allow yourself to steal your own power and stand in the truth and the love of you. let's see. We got a thing here. I'm just going to read some people's little comments here because, you know, I love it. And if you have any questions, put them up here because I love interacting with people. It gets kind of boring talking by myself all the time. So I love it when you guys interact. So I am going to read this comment. Cindy Riddle, hello from Kentucky. Well, hello, Cindy. Thank you. I totally agree. I'm in a wheelchair. I've been to many neurologists and MS experts. I'm a question mark. No idea what I have. I'm rare. I asked a medium if she could help me. I was in a dark place. She immediately told me to get therapy or to get medicated. Yep, that's people out here. And, you know, Cindy, I mean, don't give up on what's going on in your world right now. Open up to the heart of you because you can shift what's happening because miracles do happen. And Susie is a miracle that I was spent time with who was kind of in, you know, who's been through an experience. And in that experience, miracles did happen. So hold in your heart, my love, and don't give up. And you're a special one. And step into the magic of you and see the magic that'll come out from the experience that you're experiencing right now. So what does it say? I'm not allowed my wheelchair. I'm not awesome. And don't. And don't let anything define you. You find you and you allow yourself to open up to the space of you. And we're going to do some, I'm going to do some magic energy work tonight. So maybe it'll help you along there. So let's see what else, what's Patty have to say? If we don't yet feel the land, what can we do to begin? Oh, Patty, what can you do to begin? So first of all, just sit in silence with the land and just take a deep breath in and let yourself to ground it and go barefoot and just start to connect to a mindful meditation on the land is a great way where you just slowly walk in one step to another and allow your full foot to connect to the land. And it's all about connecting and opening up and breathing as you do. And just, if you can close your eyes and just walking into the energy of the earth. And just do a walking meditation is a great way to start connect. And then you'll start to feel. But as you open up your space and open up your heart and start to connect more, you'll open that energy up to allow it to flow. And don't try to judge anything that happens like, oh, nothing's happening because something is happening. It's how you open to experience the experience you're having and bring it in. So the more you're open to receive the energy of what you're walking on, the more you'll start to feel the energy that's surging through your body because we are nothing but energy. We wear this, but underneath, we're nothing but energy. And find things that make you work. Example, I know one little stone that warms your hand up. So maybe trying something like that, just sitting with a rock or something small, or find something that does work and then expand on that. So that would be my suggestion. I hope that helps, Patty. And yeah, so how are we doing on time here? I'm just rambling on. So does anybody have any questions or anything? I'm going to, you know, I'd like to, if you like tonight, I got some cards here. If you like my new card, I'll show you my new cards I got in England. So sorry, my nose is itching. I got these little divine doors. Aren't they cute? The little baby cards. And I got some little Avalon magic cards. I love these little cards. They were so cute. I couldn't resist them. So I would, I did want to read this too. So I pulled one for the show tonight. When you allow your inner light to shine and connect with your divine spark, there's a surge of love of self that can override all fear. So take that in. So if anybody would like a card tonight, just post it in the comments and I'll do, I know I've been doing story time, but I'm going to actually do a transmission this evening right after if anybody would like a card. And and then we will do that. And I feel like we're going to move through some stuff tonight. So if everybody has some water when I do this transmission, because I have been upgraded with my transmissions. So with my experience, I was able to do my transmission at a couple of really sacred places, the Mary Magdalene Temple or church or I don't know what it was called, and also at the Abbey in Glastonbury. So yeah, so that was pretty magical to step into this energy. So I don't know who Facebook user. I think you have to do something, but I don't know. Here with Jane. I guess it's Jane. Okay, so I'm gonna start. Let's see. Patty, let's see. Patty. I feel you need a door. No, you need a rose. Okay, I'm gonna start with Patty. Okay, Patty. I'll give a card for you. Oh, the cabin. Oh, hi, Angela. So, my dear, I'm just going to open this one because this is part of it. They know it. Answer the call, leadership, empowerment, and soul gifts. So, what I feel like for you right now is, and the other one that came in is lineage of the road. These are kind of female cards, but moved by the goddess here for the soul call gather. So, Patty, what I have to tell you, my dear, and I think you well knowing that you're about on a journey of expanding who you are at a whole nother way and opening up to gifts and open up to energies and tapping in to that hidden magic inside of you that you've kept locked away for so many years. And the cards are calling you to allow yourself to open, allow yourself to spread, to allow all those walls to fall down, to allow your heart to expand open so you can start to experience and open up to receive the beautiful magic that is about to come your way and the beautiful expansion of who you are. So we'll see what happens. So thank you. Let's see who is next. Okay, hi there here with Jane. Let's see. Please read a card for me. Okay, Cindy's next. Okay, Cindy, I'm feeling one of these and also one of these for you. So what happened? Wow. So, Cindy, you got the initiation, threshold, birth, rebirth is seated at the table. Okay. So, in that, what I'm feeling right now, you are going through a lot right now. You are stepping into it, like, you know, everyone is, but you've had a lot of challenges going on and just redirecting that energy to open up to a different, to look at things in a different point of view. Because there's something you need to see of the situation you're in right now in order to open up to bring into the magic of something that needs to be created within you, that you have hidden yourself from to allow to open to release. And hold on a second, I just lost the cards here. And I'm gonna get a message. I'm feeling I needed to draw one of these too, because there's this another message for you. And I hope that makes sense. So yeah, okay. So exactly. So here's what came for you. Honor your soul path and step into your authenticity, can't talk, authentic self. Let your intuition inform your pathway. So exactly, pretty much just what I said. So it's time to open up to that. So thank you. Okay, who is next? Let's see, Cindy, Facebook user. I think that's Angela and my daughter Jane. Oh, okay, so it's Angela and Jane. So Angela, you get a door. I'm feeling a door. I haven't done these in a while. I'll tell you, when I started tonight, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done the show in a couple weeks. I was a little nervous. I was like, what am I gonna do? Okay. So what came up for you? Actually, a couple flew out for you. So I'm just gonna read them all tonight. Ego fears the sudden danger, but never estimate the kindness of a loving stranger. So in that, you also got a couple ones that came, and I'm just gonna healing heart, hummingbird song, and patience. So the healing heart says, can you see here? Oh shit. Okay, let's see. Morning now has had its time. Do not pay it a single dime. Emerge from the darkness. A new day starts. Let light embrace the healing heart. So, my dear Angela, it sounds like you are going through some healing with your heart. And I think somebody's going to walk into your life to assist you with that healing, is what I'm feeling. And so don't, open your heart to heal and open your heart to see the healing that's coming your way. And once again, we've been talking about it all night long. Let the walls down and allow that, allow whoever that person is to walk in to assist you with that healing heart. So let's see. I hope that resonates. So just let me know if you have any question. Okay, Deborah. The moon is calling you, Deborah. Let me see. Let me put this in. Hillis usually does this. God, thank Hillis for doing all this. Me coordinating things. Okay, Deborah. Oh. So two came out for you. So what came out? And I feel like something, there's something going on that you've been feeling into. It says nothing will come of this situation, void of course, moon. And what came along with it is the answers you need are coming, full moon in Gemini and the twin and what's going on. So I think you're struggling with something that's happening in your world right now. And there's two choices that need to be made. And you're trying to figure out which is the best for you. And you're feeling that something might happen or something might not happen. And in that choice, you know, it's just still going back to the heart, to follow the heart and make a choice. And always remember, if you make a choice, you can always change and recourse and regroup and change, because we can change anything right now, you know. And that's one thing to remember. Don't get hung up on a wrong choice that in the past, oh, if I make the wrong choice, then I'm stuck. You're never stuck. You can always redirect and recourse anything that comes into your world and happens. So, let's see. Who did I get? Okay, let me see here. I'm going to pull one for Jane. I think Jane, Angela's daughter. And I thank you guys for watching the show and hanging out with me. You never know what I'm going to do. And hopefully Hillis will be here next week. So this is for Jane. I don't know if she asked for one, but I'm going to pull one anyway because I think she did. So you got, here's your message from the Avalon Magic. As light follows darkness, so day follows night. Be patient and wait for the right opportunity to create a new chapter in your life. So, my dear Jane, it sounds like something is opening up for you that you have been antsy about. So my advice to you, I invite you to be patient and allow everything to unfold, and don't rush into something right now. Allow the universe to put they're showing me to put the pieces of the puzzle together, because something in this new chapter of what you're about to move into is being created right now. And if you rush into it, you're going to miss something, and it's going to not be the magic it truly can be. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. It's going to be amazing and panic excited for you. Okay. Sharon Briggs. Who does she? Okay. This one's yelling at me. I'm not the best at shuffling cards sometimes. Let me see here. You got a couple here. Okay. Oh, Cosmo just came in. Okay. Okay, my dear Sharon, I feel that you are in the middle of rushing. And what the cards is coming out, it's kind of like, the wastelands, slow down, tend to your garden. So, and then Sophia came, Brothers of the Rose and Mother came. So you're getting, I feel right now, your divine feminine and your divine masculine are a little bit out of balance, and you need to take the time to go within and do some searching within yourself to find that balance within, so you can step into the wisdom of who you are. And also, I feel like there's some ancestor work that needs to be done to go back into those lines to heal those own wounds where you're holding on to a lot of stuff. It's up to you to shift the ancestor lines of belief systems that are kind of being held on, that's keeping that lineage that needs to change. And by healing that, it's going to help open you up to a new wisdom within you to open, expand, and to move forward and to be the beautiful light you are and step into the divine plan that has been set in time for you. So thank you for that. Perfect. Awesome. I think I covered everyone. If I have not, just send me a message. I'm doing my best here to like check all the comments out and do all the fun, glorious things that we do on this thing. This is like a little fun to do here. So awesome. Okay, guys. Well, I am going to take some water and I thank you all for listening to me tonight and listening to my stories. I probably have more, but I got caught up and so much happened. I still haven't integrated everything. So I'm sure I have more stories to share of things that happened and experiences. But I really feel tonight, I haven't not done it in a while, that I really, a tune-up's really required, especially with this this full moon energy that's coming in, that we really need to keep ourselves grounded. It's also huge changes coming. Gosh. And as I said, the biggest thing right now is taking action within yourself, of stepping into yourself and taking and giving yourself permission to step into the next level of you. And knowing that people are not going to understand that level. People are probably going to fall out of your life that maybe have been in your life a long time. And you've got to be with okay and saying, I love you, but this is, you can't be in that energy anymore, you know, and just honor people for where they are, love them from where they are. However, you've got to honor yourself more than ever right now in stepping into who you are and finding the uniqueness. And I'm going to say uniqueness because we're all intertwined and connected, yet each individual is unique in their own way, and step into the uniqueness of you. And allow that to expand. And also take the time to really go in the silence of you right now, because the energies are shifting and changing. We are in new energy that has never been on this planet before. And it's different. And so as we are up-leveling right now and have been up-leveling with all the new energies that are coming in, you've got to take the time to really explore how you are receiving this new information. And I always am one to find out how you receive information. And the only way to do that is to take the time to explore what happens. Like if energies come in and you start feeling weird, to really examine what's going on around, say, okay, this is the situation. This is what happened. This is how I'm receiving the information. And then kind of mark that. And then that keeps on happening. Then you kind of know, okay, when this comes in my world and this is going around, this is how I feel. How do I navigate that? And it's really taken that time to take the time to learn how to work the energies. And remember, one person receives information one way, another person receives information another way. Don't attach yourself to others on how they receive information and then cut yourself down saying, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this, or I can't connect, or I'm not connecting to the divine, or I'm not telling the spirits. You're always connected. You are always connected. It's listening to your intuition and stepping into how you function and how you navigate energy and how you receive energy, and take people's advice, practice, explore, but find the uniqueness of you. And that's so important, because everybody receives, you can take in information from one person, but then take it from there and explore it to how it is for you. And I am such a big believer of that. Because I know I'm unique in the way I function. And so I go by how I am. So I think everybody else should find the way they function, because we get caught up and we have to, you know, you listen to spiritual teachers, or you listen to them, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. I don't believe in that. I believe you find the way that works for you, and you find the information how it comes to you, and you listen to your intuition and how you receive it, and move from that space. And that is your guide. But the key is to listen and open to that and know that you're always connected to divine, because we are divine. Hello. Step into your divinity and know that you're divine. You're always connected. Always connected. Sometimes you not be able to hear or receive because you might be in a space that you're not open to allow that energy to come in. But you're always connected. So I'm leaving it at that. So, oh, I have thanks, Rebecca. Porsche's their sweet little dog. Oh my gosh. Give Porsche love. Mwah. Giving kisses to little Porsche. So, oh, thank you, Indigo. Rebecca, you're truly a free spirit. Oh my gosh. We all should be free spirits. So I get myself in trouble sometimes being a free spirit. Okay, everyone. Well, my mouth in front of over, and I think I'm going to do a tune-up for everyone. Is everybody ready for a tune-up? Guess you can't tell me so. But so we're going to do a little tune-up, energy tune-up. I don't know what's going to come through tonight. I'm feeling like they're really going to work on the heart tonight because we really need to open and expand that, the energy. I want everybody to really ground in tonight, drink a lot of water afterwards. These energies that come through tonight are going to be pretty intense. So, and also they're telling me right now, as I'm tapping into the energies, that some of you could, like, stuff's going to bubble up for you when these energies come through, and just allow it. So you might not feel good afterwards. But that's because things are bubbling up for you. And as that bubbles up, it needs to flow out. Remember, whenever you do energy work or ever you receive transmissions or ever you open up to energy, energy is flow in motion. So if you have stuck energy and that energy moves through, it's got to always come out some way. So I always like to remind people, when you do any energy work whatsoever, if you've got blocks or you've got things you're moving through, and remember, we don't really have to go back into the stories. It's just about removing the blocks. But in saying that, sometimes you can, as those move through, your body might react because it has been stuck energy for probably a very long time in some cases, because we're getting to the bottom of the barrel now, where all the big deep stuff's coming up, like from some of it's like past lives, past energies, ancestor energies are coming through that are stuck in our DNA and our coding. So all that's coming through right now to be cleared, because we are required right now to clear that in order to move into this new energy, to move into this new earth, to create this new earth from a space of love. And the only way we're going to do that is by looking at ourselves, clearing the old shit out, and letting it go. And once again, no more, no more. Because we don't have to hold on to that. That is the old paradigm that is falling away. It is falling away. You might not see it all the way, but it is falling away. Allow it to fall away. Don't choose pain and suffering anymore, people. You don't have to. And I know it's hard while you go through it. I know. I've been through it. I've been on this journey for a very long time. And I'm not saying sometimes it's hard. It's really hard. But keep in there. Hold in that heart. Stay in that joy. And just keep on swimming. You know, Nemo had it right. Oh, I hope they don't knock that. You know, keep on swimming. Because that's what it's all about. We just got to keep on moving forward. Even if it's a half a step, that's still a step forward. So keep on doing it. I send my love out to every single one of you. I send your magical sparkles to every single one of them, because I know you all can do it. I know you all can get out of your stories. I know you can all unwind that. I know you can stop taking things personally and open up to the divinity of who you are and be that, be that. And stand in that, because that's what we need in the world right now, is people standing in their divinity, in the love of the heart of who they are, allowing themselves to be vulnerable, allowing themselves to open to receive all the magic. And there is magic out there, and tapping into that and living from that and flowing from that, because that's what's required right now. And we all can do it, because we're on the magic carpet ride all together. So, okay, enough of that. So I'm going to do a tune up. So I want everybody, wherever you are, unless you're driving a car, you might want to pull over if you're driving a car, if you can, or just turn it down, or just kind of whatever. Don't really tap in. So it's, cause some really intense energy is going to come through. Oh, and a lot of clearing. I feel you guys have a lot of, they're going to do some throat work tonight. A lot of you need to allow that throat to expand out, to speak your truth. Cause a lot of you are holding into, yeah, a lot of you are holding back from talking your truth, and it's time to talk. Don't be afraid to speak your truth anymore. Don't stand in your alignment of you. Did you hear me? Stand in the alignment of you, because that's what's required. That's what required. We take that step forward and we stand in that truth, and we anchor that truth in. Anchor it in. Okay, let me get one more water. And trust, and know that everything's going to be okay. Even though while you're going through it might not seem, keep on trusting. Never let go and surrender to it. Just allow it to flow, because it'll all work out in the end. even though the middle of it can be a little bumpy, but it's okay. It'll work out in the end. Okay, deep breath in, everyone. Whew. Just allow your heart to soften in this moment. And just move your body around right now, best way you can. Just allow the energies in your body to start to move. Give yourself permission to move. And while this transmission's going on, if you feel like standing up and moving with it and moving your body just to allow the flow of you, because it's all about learning the vibration and how your body wants to function in this world, how your body wants to move with the vibration it's becoming, because it is different than what it used to be. And stepping into that and standing into that and being that, because that is the truth of who you are when you allow the flow to open up and you allow the flow of you to move through you, to be you, and to flow in that space of the authentic heart of who you are. Another deep breath in. Allow the wind to blow you. Flow with the wind like the breeze. Be the tree. Allow the roots to go deep down to the crystalline grid to connect to that part, to that energetic, beautiful crystalline part of you. Because the diamond heart, the crystal heart, the heart of love, the heart of opening, the heart of receiving is where it needs to be right now. Ooh. Balancing out. Allow things to flow. Don't allow out of key to stop thee. Breathe. Allow that energy to flow through your body. They want me to remind you now, you're safe, so safe and secure in the expansion that you're becoming and the expansion of you. Allow yourself to nestle and allow yourself to anchor in to the safetiness, for there's nothing to be afraid of. You were always safe. You were always protected, and you must all remember that. You. Okay, my dear loves, put your hand on your heart and a hand on your stomach. Take a deep breath in. Allow yourself to bathe yourself in the energy transmission that just came through you. Allow yourself to open up to the heart of you. Allow yourself to align to the divinity with you. Allow yourself to be the miracle you are, to create the miracles in your world that you now can access as you step into the divine path of you and the magic you can all create. Whew. Okay. Everybody shake that off. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for another episode of Cosmic Insight. I thank you so much for joining me. And if you ever like, I do private sessions with sound as well and vibration and moving through stuff. So you can contact me at RebeccaGregory7@gmail.com or my website, www.RebeccaGregory.com. If you would like a personal session, moving through and open up, I like to call it a cosmic tune up. So if you like a cosmic tune up, just give me a shout. And I want to thank you. Let's see. We got here. I heard note, then your voice. Lord, I heard my ancestors through you. Thank you so much for sharing that, Cindy. And give yourself a big hug for allowing yourself to open to that space to receive that energy. That was beautiful. Much gratitude. Appreciate you always. Mwah. Thank you, Susie. It works. I can vouch for that. Thanks, Susie. I appreciate it. It's my gift. Well, I love you all so much. Thank you for joining me tonight for Cosmic Insight. And next week, Alyssa will be back. And phew, we did it. I made it through a whole hour. How cool is that? And keep on exploring. Keep on being you. You know, as I always say, don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you, because we all can do that. Stay in the miracle that you are, because you are the miracle creators in this world. You are the new web weavers in this world. Every person that is listening to this transmission from now or whenever you might come across it, believe in yourself, believe in your heart, follow your love and your joy in your heart, and stay in that as the path to find you. Mwah. Love you all. Thanks a lot. Till next time, have a good one.